TIC initiative was all about, and is still all about, reduction consolidation of the external connections through the approved gateways, but it was also about establishing a minimum baseline of NOC SOC security controls. So we started with the blue teams assessing those controls that were established by DHS, OMB, and there was some cross-agency participation in working groups to refine the capability statements. And our teams go in the field and look to validate that those controls are in place. It's pretty straightforward. And we looked to see not only that technically the capability was in place for the control. So, you know, if the control is something like, you know, you have to have a stateful inspection firewall monitoring connections, we would look for the technical component, you know, is there a firewall present? But we'd also look for things like, you know, is there a documented policy and SOPs for managing and maintaining that firewall? Are the staff trained? So we would look for the technology, we'd look for the policies, and we'd interview the staff to make sure that all three of those things were aligned and corroborated each other. You know, if there was a backup policy, you know, and the backup policy written said you backed up their systems for 30 days, and then we interviewed staff, and the staff said, well, we back up systems for 7 days, you know, that discrepancy would raise a flag, and we'd have to dig deeper to find out what is the agency really doing. But it's really a validation of capability, and again, focused on the tools and technologies, but also the people and processes to make sure that it's not enough just to have the tool. You have to know how to use the tool, maintain the tool, and keep it running. That's expanded a little bit, or is expanding, the administration's cross-agency priority goals, their CAP goals. So now there's a bigger focus on measuring not just CNCI Initiative 1, but moving into FY13, there's going to be a focus on measuring agencies' capabilities with respect to continuous monitoring and also HSPD 12 or strong authentication. So those three priority areas, we'll be asking some additional questions to measure agencies' capability.
And now typically a blue team does what? Do you have a list of agencies you go through?
Right now our pool of agencies and the agencies most familiar with working with us are the Trusted Internet Connection Access Provider Agency. There are 18 of them. What we're going to try to focus on moving forward is a larger set. So any agency might be asked to participate in an evaluation during a year. The practical reality is we have enough resources to assess about 26 to 30 agencies in any given federal fiscal year. So we would definitely continue doing the TICAP agencies because they have these major access points or access nodes across the government. They have a lot of traffic and data flowing through them. So they'll remain on our priority customer list to make sure that the capabilities and controls are in place, particularly at those agencies. But then we have some leeway to do some additional sampling across the government to see how other agencies are doing. So on a year-to-year basis, we'll basically negotiate with the agencies to find out when they have availability, get them on our schedule, and work with them to get in a time that doesn't impact operations.
What comes from the blue teaming?
They get a report on what capabilities are met or not met. We don't prioritize them because what we're measuring with the blue teams are the mandates issued or the initiative requirements issued. You know, CNCI 1 is very explicit. You have to be doing the particular set of capabilities. In FISMA reporting, there are questions tailored towards measuring continuous monitoring and strong authentication. So we're really validating those questions and identifying what capabilities they've met, which ones they haven't. But we're not going to try to prioritize, you know, which one do they tackle first, because we couldn't really do a risk-based assessment there. All we know is, do they have the capability or not out of a set of known must-dos. Red teams have the advantage that they then look at the capabilities that the agency has, marry that with the vulnerability information and the threat information that they have, and say, well, you know, based on the capabilities you don't have, the vulnerabilities present on your network, and the threat information we have, here's how we would prioritize closing these holes. On the blue team side, it's simply a matter of, you know, this is the standard. You're supposed to have all of these things. These are the ones you don't have and need to address, which is, you know, surprisingly more useful than you'd think. We found over the years there's about a 33% margin of error between what we see when we're on the ground and what we get from agency self-reporting. And it's not necessarily malicious. It's just one of the things the blue teams get to do when they're on site with an agency is educate the true intent and clarify the intent of some of the capabilities and give agencies insight and perspective and allow them to ask questions that they may not have had an opportunity to ask or haven't been able to get a clear answer for. We're kind of their captive audience for that week that we're on site with them too. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes agencies are harsher on themselves than they need to be, and sometimes they just misread the intent of a question. So that there's a big margin of error from self-reported data we see to data that's that's actually validated by a team. So it's very important to us to understand truly where the initiatives are, what stage they're in, and if they're on track. And the teams let us do that. They let us educate the agencies a little bit if the agency needs it. And then the agency can prioritize for themselves, all right, well, I'm not doing the following X number of things. Our order for addressing them will be A through Z. But we let them determine that.
Do you have any kind of trends you can share in terms of what you're seeing across the government when it comes to TIC and some of the other initiatives?
It's actually pretty promising. It's an upward trend. Every year, technical capabilities generally are trending at an upward trajectory for capability implementation. On the flip side, for reduction consolidation, the trend is downward in a good way, that there is more consolidation occurring. So we're seeing more traffic being routed through TIC access points every time we get out. It's a little hard to do an apples-to-apples comparison each year because agencies have multiple TIC sites. So when we go out, we'll assess TIC site A 1 year and then TIC site B the next year. What tends to happen is we assess their alternate TIC sites. Well, that second TIC site may not be as mature as the first TIC site. So the agency takes an overall dip. When you look at individual TICs, not overall progress, we almost always see an upward trend at individual TICs, but sometimes said if the front door is locked and the back door is not locked, when we get to that alternate site, it drags down the front door score. So sometimes an agency can go slightly backwards just because we get more context, more information about their environment, but overall, very promising.
Can you give me a sense of how much of a difference this red team and blue team is making for the government?
It's hard to say at the federal level what percentage. We haven't hit full stride yet. Like I said, ideally, we have capacity of about 26 to 30 of the blue team engagements every year with the funding levels that we currently have. It would be the same thing for the red team engagement. If we had a full federal fiscal year, we'd like to get out to about 26 to 30 agencies to do the detailed on-site assessments. We'd like to get all the agencies to sign up for the perimeter service so we can track vulnerabilities across the federal space. But for the red teaming, it's very much an optional service. The agencies have to opt in, essentially authorize us to connect to their networks and do the evaluations. We've had great success with the agencies we have engaged with, and some of them are fairly large, and we've made definite differences there. But there's so much work to be done and so many agencies to engage with that, you know, even at full capacity, 30 assessments a year, there's so much work to be done and so many agencies, bureaus, subcomponents, major systems that we're only scratching the surface. So we can make a difference, you know, one system at a time, but it's hard to say what's the overall impact of the entire federal government. Obviously, and the one case example where it was a public-facing web app utilized by multiple agencies, we definitively made an impact there. There was a fairly significant design flaw in the way they'd layered and architected their application. But for the other ones, it's kind of local perspective of the agency. The agency is determining that this is their most important system or the most sensitive system that they want assessed. So they have to define the value there relative to themselves.
Now, you guys have been funded. You got funding for, as you said, the first time for red teaming in 2012. What's your 2013 budget looking like right now?
Right now, it's looking fairly stable. Slightly down, but down, you know, a fraction of a percentage point. So essentially flatlined, which means we'll be able to engage again with 26 to 30 agencies, depending on the size and scope of the engagement.